Marin County has the dubious distinction of having one of the highest breast cancer rates in the world. A new study throws some light on what may be partially behind those numbers: differences in the way people metabolize vitamin D.
I am Dr. Kathy D'Alessandri.
D'Alessandri, a researcher and surgeon in Point Reyes Station, has long been interested in the question of why so many of her neighbors develop breast cancer. In 2003, a study led by UCSF could find nothing about living in Marin County itself, the land, air, or water that increased breast cancer risk. While they did find that drinking a lot increased risk, they found no link between traditionally considered risk factors, like family history or the age of first giving birth.
The long and the short of it is they looked at many different factors, but they didn't look at genetic factors.
So that's what D'Alessandri decided to do. Fortunately, some of the volunteers in the original study had donated tissue samples, a swab from the inside of their cheek, allowing her to analyze their genetic makeup. She was interested in a set, or a panel, of 19 genetic traits.
I didn't know which genes would be the most important in this panel, and it was very interesting to find that the vitamin D receptor was important. I wasn't expecting to find this.
Vitamin receptors are proteins that can grab hold of vitamins and turn genes on or off.
We don't know exactly how it's working, but we do know that the vitamin D receptor activates and regulates over 200 genes in over 36 cell types.
But not all receptors are created equal.
Different people metabolize vitamin D in different ways. Some people deactivate vitamin D, and other people can upregulate the production of vitamin D.
So people with a certain type of vitamin D receptor might not be getting enough of the vitamin. And this is a very new school of thought. Only in the last few years has vitamin D been getting a lot of attention from researchers. Some suspect that traditionally recommended levels aren't sufficient.
Vitamin D classically is thought to be related to bone health.
As recently as 2010, the Institute of Medicine, a health arm of the National Academy of Sciences, said that blood levels of 20 nanograms per deciliter was enough for bone health. But the thinking on that is changing.
Vitamin D at higher levels, in the range of 40 nanograms per deciliter to 60, may also prevent breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, may help with immune function, as in multiple sclerosis.
D'Alessandri is eager to see how this will play out. She's especially excited about the Marin Women's Study, which involves 14,000 Marin County women. More than half of those participants have donated DNA samples. So, for researchers like her, clearing up the links between cancer, lifestyle, and genetics is closer than ever. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.